You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
That's why I was saying Sunday, every Sunday.
Nah.
You wait. We didn't feel like that, bro.
Yeah,
Briscoe and Sellers.
I was saying,
it's a Fort Ridge and Sellers.
Sellers.
This nigga love on the ends. He said,
yeah.
That's hilarious. Sellers. Not Crystal Palace, but yeah, the stadium's there, innit?
Okay.
You saying Sunday? You rolling? Next Sunday, you rolling?
Listen.
Late, yeah, five. Five, six.
Well, why is no one inviting me to bro?
We invited you before, bro. We invited you before.
What's this about? Don't put me on the wing, man. Stay in the side.
What wing, bro?
Yeah, back in Nigeria. Middle wing.
Yeah, which wing? Which wing?
Any wing you like.
What foot are you?
Any foot you like.
He didn't say he's both. He said, "Why are you like? Which are you choosing?
I'm not that bad of football. I promise
you. That's not. You said you're not that bad, so you're bad.
That's
not that bad.
Deception. Because you don't think I'm shit, it's gonna come to you as a surprise that I'm actually good.
Bro, you're just gonna be better than we thought.
That's not like it. You're not gonna be good, bro. That's a joke.
It's how it goes, man.
Nah, it is, man. Anyways, this is Real Soul for episode 76.
Whoosh.
Big guest in the studio. This comes like a Disney Channel crossover.
Bro.
You know what I'm like?
Hey, watch where you go.
But yeah, man, we got pull up in the building.
Whoosh.
As always, I'm not going to introduce them. Let them introduce themselves.
MB sitting in this corner. Hooray.
SP in the house.
Ooh, JB in the his ass.
Bangs in the house, man. Wish and push.
Oh, man.
Wish
and telling everybody good.
Wish and push.
Steady, man.
Bless. Sorry, I was late, guys.
Sorry, though, bro?
To his own pod, you know.
Bravo called me at 5 minutes past. Said you got to your station, bro. You were meant to be here in 5 minutes. You were at your house, bro.
Jim, what did you see me do?
Bro,
he was
trying.
That's all I need.
You know what he did? He saw JM, he said, and this will add up.
I got to my station. They said it's closed. I said, fuck.
What time was that?
This was at 8:53.
What time were we meant to be? Were you meant to be here?
Nah, you already never. So if your chair was closed enough, would you be there on time? Would you have been there on time?
Yeah, from Denmark Hill to Wandsworth Town is about 10:15.
So would you have been on time? Would you have been here on time?
MB, what time did you get?
Nine on the dot.
JB, what time did you get?
Nine on the dot.
SP, what time did you get?
Nine on the dot. Joe, the first thing to improving is knowing you're wrong.
So for you to be saying,
oh yeah, I'd have been here in 15 minutes from 9:50, it just shows you'd have been late regardless of that delay.
The usual late come on pull up.
What does that have to do with what you're saying?
I like to know who do it.
So wait, no. Joe.
Who's the usual late come on pull up?
We're the judges here, bro. If you're on trial for murder, you're going to say, oh, raw, like this guy killed this guy. What does that have to do with anything, bro? Focus on yourself and beat your case.
It's good, man.
You got in jail.
Sayonara. Sayonara. You know what's crazy? I was actually watching the last time Pull Up was on Real Soulful.
Yeah.
And it was
Ostu.
Yeah, that's the last time. Crazy, man.
Oh, is it?
Disney Channel.
But you've been on ours in this
Disney Channel Look Up been loading still.
That's mad.
We've only been on once.
Yeah,
we've been on
mad.
We were on twice that Nigerian.
That was a short one.
That was a spin off.
They were
asking, where's JB? Where's JB?
No one asked.
Why are you being shy, bro?
She likes nonchalant, guys.
I gave them JB. They were asking, where's JB? Where's JB? So. There you go, guys.
JB's my bro said she last nonchalant.
Congratulations, bro. We got a graduate in the house. Let's give a round of applause. Another nigga made out of
this. They call you when a rap comes. That's free. Huh? They call you when a rap comes.
I've put my phone here on purpose.
Okay. Oh, what's up?
It's nearly here, bro. Okay.
Still missed that one though.
No, but it's not him.
We gotta try this rap thing still.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, it better be warm, nah. It better be. Go tell him, he's my nigga, bro.
The reals.
That shit better be warm, you know.
Kanzo, the sponsor.
Oh man,
but yeah, man. We gotta tell him everyone's good.
Yeah man.
Damn, y'all niggas missed, man. The last event.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. When the footage drops, it looks like a movie.
Okay.
They had to go back to me with the care package, man.
It's crazy.
Did his thing still. There we go.
Is that my guy?
Hello.
Make sure that shit warm.
Make sure my shit straight, fucking. Hello.
Oh,
are you outside, boss?
You're taking a piss, bro.
On the pod. Go get that.
Real soulful.
Bro, listen to this guy.
Real soulful.
Hello?
Yeah.
Just must be outside better now.
Yeah, you should see a guy in a jacket.
Black.
On your left hand side when you turn into the road.
You're not trying to get like rock, bro. He's going to be shook and run down and shit.
Black.
Sorry.
You probably saw Josh in there. Well, hopefully.
How did you man find Singlos? That's a good segue still. How did you guys find the Top Wear?
Have you watched
season 2? I finished fucking lit.
I won the last episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, overall, without saying
that. What's wrong, man? What's wrong with man?
I've got a lot of shows that I'm juggling right now.
Bro, man. That's
I've got bear, bro. How many shows are you watching right now, bro?
None, bro.
Exactly.
Because I finished Top Wear, bro.
You ain't really in the streets, bro.
I'll ruin it right now.
I could flip the studio right now. I promise.
I'll ruin it right now.
Don't do that.
So now we can't talk about it.
You like
talk
it?
About episode 1 to 7, innit?
People saying that they think season 1 was better than season 2. But we're not going to talk about the last episode.
That's the same dynamic.
I think season 2 is better.
Boy, you mean season 3 is better than season 4?
I mean, the season's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. That's a real fan right there.
Word. I ain't never seen Top Boy.
The only thing about Top Boy though, because it's been so long, yeah, I've forgotten some of the backstories. Bro, like, when they were talking about some characters,
I was thinking, what's going on?
No, but the recap. No, I agree.
The recap was only on the.
I agree.
I watched it to remind myself, but I said, fuck it.
We'll
start afresh, bro. There was a lot of complaints though. The way the actors were. The slang and everything. They said people are not.
I agreed with that. I can't lie. I thought the slang was calm.
The slang was hilarious, but I don't care.
I think they overdid it with the slang.
Yeah,
people.
I thought they knew what.
No.
People don't speak like that.
Just give me the rap, please, bro.
You're actually an idiot.
Why am I an idiot, bro?
You told me to open your thing up.
No, I didn't.
Whoa. Yeah, you did. You did.
I said open it up as in the bag, bro.
No, you said open your thing up. That's why I looked at you,
bro. He tried to give me the whole bag, you know.
Yeah, then you said open your thing up.
Man, our podcast is
let's be professional.
Sorry, yeah.
This ain't even our show.
Yeah.
You wanna show?
This ain't our show.
Let me get that water, bro. Under your legs.
Pause.
Top Boy though, man. Yeah. Bro. So what you said?
So what you lot thought about it still?
Because you watched season 3, season 1.
Yeah, I've seen both seasons.
Of the series on Netflix.
Yes.
And do you believe that season 1 is better than season 2? Or which way do you think?
I think, yeah, season 1 has more weight. Season 2 is very airy.
Season 2 is lit, man.
No.
I think they're both as good as each other still.
I think it's lit.
Season 1 had more weight to it. But then again,
I don't remember season 1 that well anymore.
That's why I had to rewatch it to remind myself, but I wasn't really feeling it.
But my only complaint was they overdone it with the slang. They could actually just speak normally. People speak normally, bro.
But the slang, I've said to other people that I think the slang is for marketing purposes, bro. The people across the world that watch this in the Americas, they're loving it. Bro, they're loving when they're overdoing it. And that's how you're getting the sales. That's how Top Boy's been spoken around across the world.
Where's the food, bro? Where's
the food, yo? If man were talking normally, like everyone's talking like Sully, like people wouldn't be imitating it as much as they are, fam. I think it's more fun.
Yeah, change.
Yo, but Kano was a bad boy actor.
No, serious.
What the fuck?
He's even jumping on some new thing with Kayula. Some new thing that's happening. Jumping on some.
From
new thing still. I thought the slang was a bit too much as well, man. I don't know. Then again, it takes away from it because throughout most of it, when I was thinking, why are you talking like that, bro? I was just laughing, like saying it, man. It was alright. Still was calm.
I liked it.
I didn't like think of the slang too much. Like I hear it sometimes. It's overdone, but I didn't see it as a problem. So.
Yeah.
Your fam. Outside of that, Pebbles girl.
I thought Pebbles was calm.
Pebbles was mocking it with the slang. The slang was too funny.
It fit her well. What were you trying to do?
I don't think it was realistic like that, to be honest, but I didn't mind it. I found it funny. I liked her character. And I liked the relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, you know, it's true. Yeah, yeah. There is always some in London, there are people out there like that. Yeah, it's just not our everyday, in our factory.
Fam, that scene.
And someone like that would be as stupid as she is.
What cap scene?
My heart, what cap scene, bro?
Yeah, babe, you should have seen that. You should have seen that.
Babe, I don't think you know. You don't remember what episode it's in, bro.
But no, you've seen it. You would have seen it.
Cap scene. When Moran's running, trying to get out.
His role, fantastic.
He's not from Liverpool.
Do you know how good it was? Yeah. Do you know how good it was to create a character so intimidating that didn't hit her once?
Yeah.
But are you understanding how good that is?
My man was talking some. Bro, he's like, oh, you can't use your phone, no, the radiation.
He says,
sit down.
Yes, bro.
That is
why I call quality acting, bro.
He loves her, bro.
He did. It's just crazy, isn't it? Quality acting. My bro didn't touch, she didn't get harm once, but we knew she had harm somewhere.
She was scared, bro.
Hey!
What's the name of the sister?
V.
Oh yeah, V. She's on smoke.
She's fucked.
She's
on anything. V was tapped, bro.
I didn't think she would escape though.
They done that scene perfect.
My heart was.
Bro, there's so much I went into Top Boy that makes it good still. No. They done it well still.
Do you know who my favorite character is? What's her name? Is it TR Tina?
TR.
She's fucking jokes, bro. She's jokes, bro.
Wait. Funny, bro. You know when she crashed the car, she said,
bro, she said,
don't kill me, bro. Who's the guy? Her character didn't even make sense, bro.
No, it did, bro. She's just the bad friend.
Is that what you got from that?
That's the bad friend.
The bad friend that has a lot going on in that.
But what was good as well, they showed you like why she is that, you know, her parents are being like it all made sense.
For me, their friendship didn't
make sense. I don't know why their friendship
didn't make no sense.
My man was not going to school. He was linking up in the time.
Bro.
You don't know who you click with, bro. It's true. When you click with someone, man, you get me?
And he lost his bestie and that.
She kind of looked like him as well.
Skulski school. What do you mean, bro?
No, you think she kind of looks like ass, bro?
What do you mean she looks like ass, bro? How can she look like ass?
You don't think she looks like ass, bro?
You don't believe that, bro.
Bex, don't let her confuse you, bro. That was
it. English lip, bro. You have to see the science, bro.
don't let her confuse you that one, bro.
That's a shot, isn't it?
Do you have high hopes for the last season?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you know why? It can go two ways.
Because, be careful, guys. Be careful where you're going.
JV, man.
I don't care. I got a lot on my plate. Come on, bro. It's calm, isn't it?
You're the last episode, though, yeah?
Yeah, I'm like 5 minutes in.
You're the last episode. We don't care about where.
Bro, I can talk about, you know, when they run up into the Shelly's thing and they let it off. That's the part I'm at.
What are we going to talk about with that?
Bro, you can talk about that if you like.
Crazy. Anything else you lot are watching?
Snowfall.
JB, you got a list of shows.
I got a couple. Hey, man. Right, so obviously Top Boy, you got Snowfall, Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders. I haven't even started, but I've been
hearing it's going off. Obviously, you know my trusty anime, Attack on Titan. I think that's it right now still, but they're all actively running right now, innit? So, you know, every week.
I'm watching Bel-Air.
I'm on episode nine, sorry.
It's hard, isn't it?
Bel-Air's hard.
It's hard.
Bel-Air's wavy.
People watching it on them sites.
I watched the world premiere. It's not when you're watching on them sites, bro.
Don't bother coming on.
Don't cause this.
No, what's on them, bro? I hear it.
Karen wanted to cheat me weeks on
No, well, yeah, watching shit things on those is
hearing the reviews about like the way they flipped it to make it drama, and like people are saying that there was mixed reviews. People are saying,
I think that's what made it good.
I expected it to be like a remake or Fresh Prince, but it's actually different.
Mm. The characters are the characters.
They said Carlton is a drug addict.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that's sick.
Exactly. Mad, smart businesswoman.
Yeah, bro. So they basically
they flipped it around.
They flipped it around still.
Khan's a coon.
Swear.
Yeah, I be hearing still.
Yeah, but
No, but he was like
he was kind of coonish. No,
not everything's flipped. Like,
no, but in this he's confirmed.
Confirmed. No, it's not even like that. The other thing's a comedy, innit? So what is here is serious shit.
Can't
be in a coon in the original. It's funny. Can't be in a coon in this. Is you see him letting white man call him nigger.
Okay.
Shit like that. Like it's real. Like it's fucked. Like even Will's reason. Will leaves Philly.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the same.
It's the same reason, but they show you. It's a real thing. Like,
show the fact.
The gun's beating off.
He really had to go.
He had to go. Like, niggas gonna kill him, innit? Like,
what's my man's name? The guy who he had the
Rashad.
I need to get into it, man.
It's active still. It's lit. When I first started watching it, I was very intrigued straight away. Like, when I first watched it,
tired, bro.
That's intrigued straight away.
Power is tired, man. I'm so sorry.
Okay, this one isn't that great, but no. But everything else has been brazen. This is the first season, innit? So I'm not expecting much, but...
Are you talking... This is...
Force.
Okay. I ain't even seen
the
Force.
The third spin-off.
I ain't even seen Force.
So there's the original, then there's Tariq's one, then there's 50...
Kanan.
No, that's not Power, though. That's not part of Power.
Raising Kanan is part of Power.
No, he said BMF.
Oh,
not a part of Power.
But it's 50.
Yeah. 50's doing his thing, man.
He's a mogul. He's a genius, though. He's a mogul, fam.
Can't believe it. What?
Who's going in?
What's man? You don't want to bring Gongana on this pod right now, bro.
Let's
just bake off, bro. Just chill. It's calm.
I don't care.
Nothing to prove. It's not you, bro.
Bro,
even I know. Nothing to prove. Take a knee, bro.
I said the food is banging. He said it's a bit hot. It's not even that spicy, bro.
That's your opinion.
And you have to relate it to Ghana and that, bro.
Right, bro.
Why?
Right.
Let's relate your football skills to the Nigerian team. You play just like them.
Okay,
how about that, bro? Keep drinking that juice, bro.
You know they trashed the stadium. Did you see the video?
Yeah, I heard. Bubbles told me.
Man over here, they
big, someone died
they
still.
Done the stadiums like.
I don't think they killed anyone.
No, someone died. Do you know what's so crazy? I blame the fish for that because they gave away 20,000 free tickets.
Oh, well. Because it was a full house.
They gave away 20,000 tickets.
They thought we were going to win.
So if you're smashing up things, bro, what's my reason?
It's just some any people, bro.
They gave it 20,000 so they can make it look full.
Swear.
Yeah, come out of government money. They gave it 20,000.
Yeah, so anyone just come. Bros, you free?
Yes, I said, bros, don't kill me, bro.
All of that atmosphere.
Where the people sit, they smashed everything on the grass.
The build up to the matches were killing me because Man City one clip, they've turned off the lights during.
They flipped it. Like, we were mocking it. How can you do that, bro?
That came from the heart, bro. That came from the heart. He said Nigerians will do you bad, bro. He actually did.
Yeah, bro. Man, say you can't train.
Trio's better, though.
They even violated. I said the conference was a violation.
Oh yeah. At least he gave me table.
That looked like a name in ceremony, bro.
Bro, mad, bro.
I see one tweet. Some girl was talking about. I see you engaged with this morning. Some girl was talking about how. Calm down, bro. You're safe, bro.
Who's he looking at?
Some girl was tweeting. She said alcohol at a 1-year-old's birthday party. Like people should chill. Like you shouldn't be having alcohol at a birthday party.
She didn't say that.
That's what she said, bro.
She
said rum at a 1-year-old's birthday party. Why did I have a child with a Jamaican? That's what she said.
What's wrong with that, man?
But you said.
Oh, I basically said that I'm not going to a 1-year-old's birthday if there isn't alcohol.
Yeah.
I expect it to be alcohol, bro.
Literally.
A child's birthday, anything for the kid, bro. He ain't remember this.
That 1-year-old, but yeah, it's not for him.
It's not for him.
It's for the parents.
We do the theme and we get drunk in the bed.
Yeah.
Factually.
Maybe starts at like 4. Then the parents starts from like 7.
Then you can cut out a bit and then, you know, take them home if you need to.
I saw one video of one guy in America that dressed up as Spider-Man.
Big brother.
Yeah, one thick brother dressed up.
Pause, hold on.
Let me give context.
I said big.
You said big.
He said he just wasn't big.
I ain't even got to get my tool out.
Let me give context. I know why I said thick because even the caption said he was like setting about. What did he say?
You're gonna be so bad.
Dress up for my son's birthday. Me and my thick ass or something like that. So I said, yeah.
So you decided to run.
So you agreed. He saw it. He analyzed the thing. He said.
If I can, if I show you my video.
No, we don't want to see it. No. We don't want to see.
You don't want to see a thick male in a Spiderman spandex. No, thank you.
Anyways, yeah, he dressed up. Like, obviously, he made the kids day in it. So what? The man run that for their child.
Yeah, 100. Yeah, 100. Yeah, that's a lie, bro.
100, bro. What, if I'm thick, is that the question?
That was the question.
Huh?
I was just saying, that's cute. That's cute, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love that still.
I'm gonna be there still.
MB, you be a good Santa.
That sounds offensive.
Where is he going? You can't find the offense.
Why would you be
offense? Can't find the offense.
No, you can't find the offense.
Bro, man, can't choose. Can't. It's just how you take it. I've got two other guys, isn't it?
Why would you be a good Santa?
Tall and bearded, bro.
Yeah, and bigger. For the guys, bro. When, bro, man, would, slim to be a Santa.
What
bro.
Character would every man be, bro, since you're on
I mean, you guys bear a lot of roles. You could be Superman as well. No, 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 you can be Superman as well. I mean, you could be Superman as well. Good build.
Right.
You could be Frozone.
Say that.
It was coming, it was coming.
Yeah, man, that's a silver suit. Give him the costume, bro. Give him the costume.
Oh my days.
Blue.
I will give you, Green Lantern.
Man just gave him any nigga.
Oh, do you know who Joe is? Yeah. Joe's Nick Fury, bro.
That's a calm character still.
My why, guy. Bro. On, give him a couple years.
Come on, bro. Wait, oh, fuck off, MB, bro.
MB said the hair's done already.
MB thought about it, bro.
MB said the hair's already done already.
MB, the bad brother.
You're good, bro.
I don't know who I should play.
I actually learned a trick still to keep your hair
careful now, bro.
Basically, before you get a trim every single time, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to get a thin comb. And you're supposed to comb the edges.
Yeah.
Like comb it forward every single time, like what, while you're woofing out.
That seems like a prevention method. You get what I'm trying to say?
It can't cure it, it's prevention, but it makes sense.
That's what I'm saying.
But why? So your barber cuts on those edges?
No, I'm just saying, just to make sure that whilst you're growing, because you know sometimes when you're growing out, it can leave, you know.
Joey deep in the violation.
So you're saying whilst it's growing.
Whilst my hair's growing, sometimes what I do is I get a thin comb, and I'm combing the edges.
But why? Just over the
just so. Bro, baldness is not a thing, you know.
Bro, we're not saying that. I'm asking right why.
Man that's going bald. It's okay, bro. If it's your time, it's your time, bro. Right? I'm saying, bro.
You have to take it on, man.
If it's your time, it's your time. I'm giving you guys tips.
Bro, he's saying this because he's already had a revelation to himself in his room. He has to start preparing mentally for the future.
I'm giving you guys tips, but yeah, comb the sides, the edges. I saw it on TikTok. Just comb inside the edges every time you're woofing out. You just comb it,
and that will prolong the duration for a bit. Give you some extra time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gives you some years.
Okay.
So you're good to go.
But yeah, man. Nah, that's what white people do. Like the comb overs. You know, white person got like a mad bad hairline.
I've never seen that.
That's
still.
Not the same what? Thing.
Not the same thing.
He's just
not
combing the front of the.
Most
times they run the comb over because that's the only style they can work with when they're going bald.
Yes, I'm saying, but it's the same type of thing in a sense. He's just saying he's stretching out his edges to make himself not look.
Don't comb out the edges.
Sorry. You're saying that a black brother would comb out the ends of their hair to make their hairline look more full.
Yeah.
Same way that it's not the same thing, but. They're just trying to make their. Really, truly, it's not there, but you're trying to make it look like it's there, and that's where it is at the end of the day. Man, that's kind of.
I've accepted my time, man.
I do as well sometimes. I got a little corner
every day.
Yeah. One of the sides, and I got. I need to start combing it. Yeah, I just grab my thumb. I just take it down.
Your thumb.
My thumb.
Yeah, going bald is not really a.
I know, are you good, bro?
Yeah, bro.
I'm not sure.
We'll leave the segment. We feel bad.
Let's move on.
Tell us about basketball, bro. Let's leave the segment.
I've got a story as well, so it's fine. Like, if you guys have noticed, I don't know if everyone's noticed, but you can see that this particular corner is a little bit like it doesn't grow. Envy looks right. It doesn't grow back to its fullest, but that's because when I was younger, my little brother snipped my hair.
While I was sleeping.
Yeah, to be fair.
So, yeah, never grew back still.
Yeah.
That's I mean, this is a true story.
What do you mean it didn't grow back?
It just didn't, like, it didn't.
It will grow at a different pace.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This last bit here, you can see it will never, like, that.
So, how come you, why didn't, so let's say you shaved your head bald at that time.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have grown it all back at the same time then?
No, possibly. No. Maybe. I'm not sure.
No, yeah, because I don't think so. I don't think so. That particular patch. Yeah, I don't think so, you know.
So he snipped it whilst I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been like that still.
Okay. But it's calm though. I would never notice that that left side is more than the other, like.
Yeah.
That sounds good. The other day of his birthday.
It's grown. We're all grown.
You might never try to cut your own hair?
Yeah, I used to.
That's often I did to my youngest brother still. Right off. Completely.
Rip him off completely.
Yeah, under the rip him off completely. Have you cut your hair before?
I've given myself a shape up still.
How did it go?
School photos was coming up. bro, I was using the wrong utensils, bro.
What were you trying to do?
So, man popped into my mum's room after for any kind of razor. And I think women have this razor in that plastic.
He said women. That's
Plastic mold is in different colours. Yeah.
Different colours and that.
Done out here.
It's run.
Fucking hell.
I looked at myself in the mirror. I started patting the
thing. You're taking a piss, bro.
Calm when I was done. Give me like 10 minutes. Bleeding.
Yeah, bro. It's a blade. It's literally a blade, bro. It's mad rough.
That's it, bro.
So did you get a scab around your hairline?
Yeah, bro.
I've seen little kids do that before still. Yeah. When new barbers used to be shit back in the day.
Or their pops tries to buy it.
Yeah, you peak still.
He was bleeding.
Yeah, bro, I was bleeding, bro.
You never see, when you're young, you never see someone with like a, like.
Yeah. Like, bro, like, literally,
That's funny. A man said hell in a cell. No disqualification match. Still had the show.
Wait, it's just on the mat.
You're finished. So like, obviously, I don't know how the barbers do it, but when they use the Gillette thing, they like,
they do it at an angle. They use the powder.
Chopping off my thing. Just making sure it's straight. It got straight, but
of course. I used to do 360 waves. You said it on our podcast before. I used to do the 360 waves thing like your 10 year 11. Yeah, the pull up podcast, shout out. man used to use Dax, innit? I can only use it on my hair. My hair was like level 2 or like level 1 or 1.5. But when it grew past a certain extent, the way the Dax was, it would suppress the curls. So when man used to get a fresh trim and use it, man's waves would look glossy.
Yeah,
but the moment man's hair grew to a certain extent, what would happen is little curls would start curling out because it couldn't. Waves are like low curls basically in theory, innit? Cool. So what I would try and do is I'd grab a razor, not a razor, a clipper, innit? And trim off the curls. Originally, I should have got scissors and tried to snip what I could. I tried that, but it didn't work well enough.
So you're gonna go with a fast try.
Let's just say, bald spots would be left over. Oh. Sometimes, we would have to resort.
Are there still repercussions to this day?
Nah, not that I believe so.
Not that you've seen.
Not that I've seen still. Mad. Try no, bro. Those days, bro. Right, the ball patch is bad. I'm gonna have to get a felt tip,
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Bro.
That's crazy. Never that you, man.
We wishing and pushing. No cap, bro. Like, man, look at it. Bro, obviously, man wouldn't come in man's hair like boom, 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 boom. Bro, but same way, boss man, same way my man does the black spray on Sir Man's hair, bro.
That ain't no black spray, bro.
That
is a felt tip pen.
That ain't the same, bro.
Yo. We said, cut the camera.
Bro, yesterday you were bold.
And now you have waves.
You were bold.
Spray painting into me, fam. He has into me on his head,
where
bro.
Where did that come from?
And the hair ain't like, even nice.
You know, like you've seen good ones that you won't be able to tell.
Yes. Bro, the hairdo is crazy still.
Regardless, you're telling, bro.
No, but he looks bro, bad.
It's true.
His last post, he's bold. And
I understand why it looks bad.
But if it looks good, then it's calm.
The quality looks shit. He hasn't even got a fade, it's just black and then
It's just cut here in the fade.
Bro, it's nuts.
Is a £5 trim bad? These guys gone to me.
In this day and age?
Yes, in this day and age.
Be honest.
I don't even care what he has to say, he's thinking about it.
Oh no, truth. Would you do it? Would you run a £5 trim?
Of course you'll do it, but it's not safe.
No, I ain't doing it. I ain't paying £5 for a trim.
What, you go into barbershop? And the guy said, it's fine.
I'm leaving.
You're on my side.
He doesn't trust his craft enough to charge man Enough, bro.
A man's not thinking the equipment's all dirty and that.
We
were talking
about this on the app, and I said
£5.
The same question. The same question. No, it's your fuck, brother. Because well, that's why you man. That's why you went to Chicken World, bro. If you see
any margin,
drag him down with you. Drown, nigga, drown, drown, nigga. So look, if you go to shop, you see. I remember I see one picture in America. It was 24 pieces. 24 pieces of chicken. And fries and all this shit for like $4.
Yo,
bro, £3. Are you buying that?
That's food.
Nah. So it's the same shit, bro. You don't they don't trust their craft, bro.
No, but that's you know how much food costs.
But you know how much a haircut costs though, as well.
No, you can't.
Oh, why not?
It's kind of different though, because like the market's the barber
is based to
say that again.
The barber sets the price.
Could, it could be good trims for Fiverr, which probably won't really happen unless you're.
What do you mean the barber sets the price?
Haircuts, you're paying for labor, whereas food, you're paying for the actual the individual pieces.
They had to buy this, but there's either way. At the end of the day, there's a market for haircuts, though, bro. You know that a haircut shouldn't really be costing more than £20. Anything more than £20, it's an expensive haircut. Even £20's kind of expensive, but I can understand why someone's paying that. Anything more than £20, you do the bougie thing. Yeah. You get me? And then anything less than, bro, even less than 15 is childish.
What?
No.
Actually, no.
10
is okay,
less than 10. Talk your shit, bro.
Facial hair.
I'm bearded.
Yeah, what? Anything less, bro, if you say £7.50, I don't want to roll, bro.
What about even the voucher of change?
Yeah.
£7.50? No, not calm. Anything less than £10.
50p change.
£5. You know how £5 barber said £5? You drive past, it says £5.
Yeah. In a big font.
On the window. It says £5 on the window. They need the world to know we trim for £5.
Just come here.
We don't.
You know when it's a £5 trim, we'll get rid of your hair.
We'll get rid of your hair. We don't know how we'll do it, but we'll get rid of your hair.
We'll be gone.
That hair that was higher.
We told that. I could get £5.
It's a £5, bro.
I didn't know it was a £5.
Well, this is the same trim.
How much did you charge?
I paid 15 when I cut my hair. Come. All right.
So who's paying for £5? When did he pay?
He used to pay for £5.
How old were you again?
This was
less than like 15.
Secondary. Going into
16. Yeah, it was old enough. You were like 16, bro.
Bro, that's
cool. How much were we paying for trims?
Thank you.
You must have known the guy.
How much were we paying for trims in secondary school? Like year 10?
10
to 10 pounds.
Yeah, 7 to 10 pounds, innit?
So why was a 5? Okay,
come on, bro. Come on, bro.
5 is still too low, but.
That's why you don't go.
At the end of the day,
we do know, yeah.
At the end of the day, your point is that now you would still do it.
I would, and I have no shame in doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
So you don't go to.
Joe doesn't learn from his
own. I don't go to him anymore. No, I don't know where he is.
So the difference of trims between the £5 trim and the £15 trim, how would you rate that?
It's definitely better where I cut my hair now, but I'm telling you, you wouldn't know the difference if I went back to the fiber.
That means you're £15 guy. I say you do it.
No, he's 30.
I say you do it.
What?
Maybe you have too much belief.
I say you do it, and I promise you, we'll know.
I don't think you have
I promise you will know, bro.
Any next trim, bro, it's a fiver, bro. Surely that was a fiver, bro.
I don't think you know this,
though.
All right. You know, I like to be educational on the pod sometimes, guys, man. The first time around was Sexy Sunjin.
MB's looking at that phone like, what's this nigga about to bring out?
First time around was Sexy Sunjin, which we actually educated quite a lot of people. Sexy Sunjin, we educated a lot of people. What's it called again, baby?
Was that about to enlighten us again?
It was about women picking guys.
Didn't pick up anything.
I said to that school, what did you learn from there?
Women picking up guys based off what
things that can attribute to their
child. To their child. Like, okay. Yeah. So okay. Going for a tall guy because you want tall kids, basically.
Okay.
So yeah, there was an archetype.
Remember that episode?
Archetype test. I'm trying to see what. What was it called?
Did you see that?
I can't remember to find the picture of it.
Archetypes.
Archetypes, that's it.
And what's that?
So
I'll get a definition for you.
Basically, let me archetype.
Don't snap me like that, bro.
Bro, your face went in it, bro. Don't do that. I'm keeping it in.
Okay, basically what it says is every woman has a particular like archetype, innit?
My name archetype.
Yeah.
I'm gonna know that one. Sorry.
Lebengs, give us the definition.
And I quote.
No, I don't quote just yet. Wait me.
An archetype is a type breed from the mammals of the
Fuck off, bro.
Okay,
hard times there.
An archetype is a very typical example of a certain person or thing. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Frank Lampard would be the archetype of an English midfielder. So he's like, he's the typical example.
So that translates to women as well.
Yes, Jada Wader.
The archetype of the siren. Yeah. She would be the archetype of.
So there's different archetypes, should I say. Each woman. Each woman have their own particular archetype. So I remember, was it on Twitter? There was a thread. Was that where you got it from? Or you saw it?
I saw it. Where did I see it? I remember.
Yeah, it was basically saying that men go for particular archetypes of women. So it separates them into different ones. So I'm going to read out the different ones. So there's the siren. Mm-hmm. It says you are unbridled. You are unbridled erotic energy in its purest, most tantalizing form. So examples include Elizabeth Taylor, Bridget Bardot, and Mae West. I don't know who they. I don't know who they are.
They don't get me, but Arnie, bro. What are you talking about? Bridget West.
MB's finish me.
But yeah, basically, so the siren. But yeah,
can't teach niggas anything, bro.
There's the siren, so she's basically like the most seductive of, like, basically, if you know what a siren is, so then, yeah, there's a few other ones. The sophisticated. So it says you exude elegance, worldliness, and a touch of mystery.
Mm-hmm.
There's the bohemian. So your independent spirit and sexy devil may care attitude is irresistible.
Yeah, I rebuke it.
Then there's the goddess. Your sultry, serene presence make you appear otherworldly. Then there's the diva. And that one's self-explanatory. Your regal presence and glamorous nature enchants. Then there's the sexualist. You're fond of love, affection, and robust sensuality.
Robust.
That sounds illegal.
Too horny. It's robust.
I don't know how to pronounce
fucking
it.
Fucking hell.
Genuine or ingenuine.
Ingenuine.
I'm
not even bother.
Your impish mix of girlish charm and mature sensuality enthralls. These adjectives are crazy still.
Bruce.
There's the lady. You satisfy a man's desire for nurturing all consuming love. Empress. You instinctively.
I think there's a lot.
But essentially, long story short, do you think you've met a particular archetype? Like, for example, the siren. So that a woman you've met that's like,
I should be talking to those.
Just bare like
Jesus Christ.
Man, I should be talking to those. Man, I don't really know about no.
I don't know if I think we probably met different types of like different archetypes of women.
Never met like a boss babe, like a babe that's
niggas
just
believe
bossy.
In star signs now. That's what this sounds like.
Certain women act in a certain type of way, and that's their group, innit?
And he draws you in.
Obviously, because we've never heard of archetypes before.
It'll take you a while to grow up on labels. You get what I'm trying to say?
So, example now, who would be a siren in modern day? Jada Wader?
Kim?
Nah, Kim's not a siren.
What's a siren again?
Kim in the early days would have been a siren. Kim in the early days would have been a siren. Ray J.
That lures male attention straight.
Yeah. When you see her, it's just.
She's definitely a siren.
Ari.
Not for me, you know.
Yeah, but we're just talking about male attention in general.
My bro says she's not my type.
So what's your art type, bro?
What's my art type? I don't know what my art on my build. Wait, as in
what's your build, your art type?
I don't think I can base it on those things that you mentioned. I don't really know them to the T, but
I like the goddess one.
When you say lures people in, like lures men in, like,
based on their looks
in
Greek
mythology,
is there anyone with a BBL?
What?
What are you talking about, bro?
Like, what are we talking about here? Are you basically just saying that? So are you just saying that with that siren?
To be fair, what you said actually does.
Siren, I'm a certain siren to alarm. So someone that gets men attention straight away.
Yeah,
boom.
So essentially, in Greek mythology, what a siren? Okay, we'll talk about that.
Like, there's a group of guys standing, and when she walks through, every nigga's turning their head.
Kind of
so something with the, you know,
it's almost intentional. Like with a siren calls you over. So it's a certain energy that's kind of intentional, the way she carries herself, that's
so you
seductive.
Think it's the energy more than the way the person looks?
I think it's a mix of the both. Because some girls look good and they can be sexy, but there's not that inviting intentionality.
Okay.
You get me?
Cool.
You meet a girl and her energy is just mad sexual.
I don't think my art tag is Siren still. I don't think it is.
Siren.
It's a Siren.
I don't think it's that still.
I don't even know.
I don't know what it is.
As I said, I like the
think of the stuff that you've liked in the past, innit?
What about, alright, cool. There's one of the other ones was like girls that have like an impish charm.
Yeah,
that's the girls charm. That are like quite.
Was it childish?
Like youthful.
Youthful is the word.
Goofy.
Kinda.
That's what they call them.
People that you can play with.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Girls that you can sort of be a child. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
That can be kind of nice.
James said,
yes,
sir. James heard you can play with them. I said, yes, I can play.
Just what I've been waiting for.
I can play my PlayStation.
Oh my days. I've never met a few sirens before.
Is that what you're attracted to?
I won't lie to you. It's a...
Yes.
Beating around the bush, bro.
My bro said, I won't lie to you.
Talk to me direct.
I'm lying. Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's long still. I feel like the archetype thing is crazy because I feel like probably women probably have their own perception of like the male archetype as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is there like a male version?
There is.
It's like
the beta male, alpha male, that stuff.
I feel like girls look into it more than guys.
Think so?
Yeah.
I found better archetypes than the ones that we discussed.
For guys?
Yeah.
Oh, so on.
So it was what I based the 4 degrees lot on.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, someone sent this to me. Hold on, I actually got it in my DMs.
Okay.
Interesting.
Use that my bro.
What?
Oh, word.
Who's this, bro?
My bro, bro.
DMs.
You said my bro, bro.
All right.
Cool. So the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So man, guess 7 and then 12.
To start, bro. The main archetypes for men, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
There's the creator. You say you.
It's just for what girls are attracted to.
Yeah, what we present. This is what we have.
Okay,
right, cool. So I'm going to say them out.
Yeah, go on.
Like, if you feel like one's you, shout out, innit?
Cool. Thing.
The creator, the caregiver, the innocent.
Yeah, sounds about right.
The orphan.
The orphan?
Yeah. There's details we can go into.
The orphan?
Yeah. The hero. Yeah. That's MB.
Captain Saberhoe.
The explorer. The rebel. SBK. Yep. The lover. Bellus. The lover.
That's me.
Shut your mouth. The sage.
That's me.
What's the sage?
Wise man.
Okay.
The jester. SBK. The ruler. And the magician.
What's a magician?
All right, let me read the magician for
you. You know what magician is, man.
The magician is tactical and knowledgeable of the world around them. They know how to manipulate people, even if they don't truly mean to benefit themselves.
We got him.
I need that spell.
Yo.
No, this is
that's true.
Any other ones that you want to
talk about? Read the
The Explorer innocent. Sounds like me as well, I'll be real. Right.
What's the Explorer?
The Explorer, read the Explorer
sounds
now.
Sounds like a bit of me, man.
I thought that's innocent.
The Explorer.
The Explorer.
Wait, what is it?
Let me read it.
Like booty cheeks.
First.
You want to explore?
No, listen, I'm going to read it. And it's going to be
that's what it is. You want to experiment.
Wants to be free.
Yeah, that's me.
And discover themselves while they discover the world.
What do we call
they
it?
They fear being trapped. Yes, sir. The orphan's weird.
Yeah, what's the orphan?
Craves human connection and sense of belonging. They believe that everyone's created equal. They fear negative attention and don't want to stray from the crowd.
Weird.
Yeah,
it's a bit dark. It's dark, isn't it? It's giving promo.
Yeah.
True. Innocent, bro. All
right. Wants everything to be okay. They tend to be optimistic and fear punishment. Boring.
Yeah.
The rebel.
Simp.
The lover wants to be tied to someone. They want to be loved and is very passionate about things. They want to be loved and are very passionate about things. They crave strong relationships and willing to be anything to have it.
That's the love of
anything.
Yeah.
Anything to have it.
Yeah.
That's SP,
find my lorry.
You don't need this.
Honestly.
This can come as a cost, as they will give everything to their lover and can lose their own identity.
Okay. Bro. Yeah, that part.
Go on the belly truck, innit?
What else? The hero has a need to prove themselves, holds mastery over skill that benefits the world. As a result, they can sometimes be arrogant, egotistical, and tends to underestimate their opponent.
Should I ask you, MB?
Nah. That ain't me, y'all.
Underestimate their opponent?
Yeah, what is this? What is this, bro? Why are you fighting?
Do you know what that is? That's Duchesne.
What do you mean?
You underestimate his opponent with Curtis, bro.
Bait. Someone will get banged, bro.
No, bro.
Okay. Yeah, don't do that, bro.
Listen, that's enough.
It's already kind of been ruined for me, but you know, I still want to understand the build up. So, yeah.
Okay.
Fake fantasy.
Is there any more? That's it.
I mean, I can read the other ones, but.
Yeah, what's the other ones?
The sage is intelligent, analytical. Wait a minute. They're constantly trying to understand the world better and seek out the truth. They are afraid of being
wrong. I left that last on purpose. Where is you? All right.
I was ready to move on, bro. You want me to read it again?
I don't think
you
heard it the first time.
No, I don't know. I don't know if I attach with any of these.
You don't think so?
Nah, the lover might be a bit of me though.
No, I'm a bit of like,
when I posted this on my story, I said one man in his time plays many parts, bro.
Hey, that's why they
call me Sage, bro.
Whoa,
you Sage.
Yeah, this nigga rapping.
Think about it. Sensei, think about it.
This nigga the
same. Analytical? You got that.
The magician one, wait, the magician thing.
Focus, off your Santos.
I wanna understand. So wait, you're tricking on purpose.
You can be manipulative even though you don't intend to be.
And who was that?
That is the magician.
Oh, okay.
Houdini.
Right.
MB, you don't think this is you a little bit? It's caregiver, yeah? Wants to protect others, helps out wherever they can. They don't like being exploited or used. Overall, they're very nurturing.
Mm. Yeah, no.
Everyone's gonna say that.
You think everyone will say that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say
Nobody wants to be exploited or...
Yeah, but I wouldn't...
Actually, a bit of manipulation.
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a
caregiver. Oh, my days. Nah, they probably do see us in this type of archetype still.
Yeah, but what Banks said about people drifting upon time is one of the key things.
Yeah, factually.
No one's going to be just one.
Forever.
Something is not working.
Factually.
Do you think there's a particular one that women are drawn to more?
Go on. That's a good point.
It depends on what she... Like,
on the woman,
yeah. You have a general...
There'll be one that women...
I feel like they all fall for the magician.
Manipulator.
He goes like this, and then the belly comes like,
bro, how'd you do that, man?
God dang. I guess that's the point, yeah. Mm. Everyone would fall for the magician eventually.
Stop.
Or at some point have fallen for a magician in the history, in their career.
What, do you guys fall for magicians?
What?
Obviously, female version. Calm down, guys. Why did you?
So, women that can be manipulative?
Yeah, do you think guys?
Yeah, that's all for that.
I feel like
sign me up.
I don't think so, you know.
Guys, we see through it.
Yeah, bro.
There's an element of falling for girls that are not good for you.
I can't lie.
You still see through it. Yes, you know. Same way a girl would know that a guy's not good for her, but.
You would accept it.
I think
I always got my guard up.
Yeah,
still.
I feel like guys are more strict. Guys are way more strict.
Yeah, bro. We're not letting it slide, bro. Once you've clocked on, like, it's calm. It's
done, I don't believe these raps still. Man are lying in the studio, bro.
It's Garrett True, but everyone's different, bro.
Oh yeah, you're cold, bro. You're built different. Yeah,
bro, yes, for a certain girl, you're going to be able to beat the charges and just say,
come on, you get me?
But for a certain type of manipulation and a certain type of relationship.
Yeah, so you're saying.
You might be more inclined. I think.
So you clock that she's manipulating you and you're scatting it.
Manipulative.
I said, you're clocking she's manipulating you.
Yeah, but say she's manipulating you.
Manipulating sounds a bit.
But that's the term, though.
Someone that's manipulative, it feels like
I'm just saying, let's obviously it can happen and you don't know, so obviously that's out of control.
What I'm saying, you probably know.
But yeah, in this scenario, you know, you're saying you're skying it, you're saying fuck it, it's calm.
You're not saying fuck it, you don't want, really truly, you want to say, oh, this girl's fucked, fuck this.
But you're saying fuck it, bro.
But you don't.
You tell yourself fuck it, but here you are.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you're fucking off the red flags, bro. You're just going with it.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That's what manipulation is about, bro.
Because even though she don't mean to, but she's really playing with your heartstrings.
That's what manipulation is all about, bro.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Bro, I ain't been there, bro.
Bro, why do you guys always think I'm like this guy, bro?
Who do you think you are?
You might ain't seen my love life, bro.
Manipulation game's crazy.
Really, truly, wouldn't you say that anything? Any heartbreak that you felt, you've had, you've believed the girl's manipulative to an extent?
No. My bro trying to play the victim. Man said it was all her fault, bro.
How can you do this to me?
That was crazy. Man said any heartbreak, she was a manipulative bitch that played with my heart.
You materialistic bitch. You play with
you. You raggedy ass.
I love you. You bitch.
That's me.
Right, I am fucked. That's true.
The hormones.
The hormones.
Well, what size is that tracky, bro?
I hear what you're saying, though. There's been girls like have
you
fought,
don't
like,
track that one, though, bro.
Not because I feel like what JB's thinking when you say manipulative, it's not like she's disrespecting you. Just like you know this. Yeah. It's not disrespect.
Yeah, no,
like,
I know.
It's like this situation, you know. Nah, you shouldn't really be in.
She's lying
you
know, to me.
Coming out. No, I'm not even lying. It's just you just know that the things you've seen or the things she's exhibited, you just know. Really and truly, on a normal day, you're not here twice.
Yeah.
So how does that make her manipulative?
But there's
she's something stringing you on to believe that this is the life.
There's a little something. There's a little ginger.
That's your own fault. That sounds like
no, but it's manipulative.
That's
though.
Manipulation.
How is it manipulation though? It
because
is.
She's showing you something that's not really the thing, bro.
Yeah.
She's lying. Like literally, she's basically lying.
They accuse men of doing that all the time. Because we'll say, oh, we don't want a relationship, but they will call them in the morning and say good morning and kiss them on their forehead.
By these definitions of manipulation, then you'd have to say men are manipulated.
We?
Who's we, nigga? Not myself, but men on a whole.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, you're out of that pool.
No, we're talking about girls on a whole, we're talking about men on a whole. We're talking about specific people.
Say, it. Just have to make sure,
you're
innit?
Calm, bro. Man's hiding in the crowd. Men in general.
Not me, bro.
Men in general. I might be there, but it's men in general.
We've all been guilty of some sort of manipulation.
Hey, stop, bro.
No.
I have been guilty of no form of manipulation.
Bro, don't do that, bro.
Conspiracy case.
Bro. This is all the footage you need.
This guy trying to get us on a recall,
lack,
bro.
Yo, lack his ass up.
I'll see Joe on TikTok. We've all been guilty, bro. Yo, calm free down, bro.
Free my bros.
I'm gonna
be honest, innit? Obviously, in the past, I've been, you know, keep talking.
No, you can't edit this. This is not our pod.
Bro, it don't matter. Like, right, come on, this is the room.
So in the past, you're manipulative.
I do not believe I have been manipulative.
But someone said you've been manipulative.
Yeah, bro.
So by their judge, you've been manipulative.
By the judge?
By them, yeah.
But, you know, that's. No, yeah. No one.
Why are you doing this? That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
More people think you're.
So the judge
is but it's only me though, so bro. I ain't gonna tell you about it. You man are gonna say, "Shut up, man." What the hell? So like, why are you talking about this?
Right.
But you told her you were manipulative. Yeah.
And did you agree with that?
No,
not really.
But you wouldn't.
Alright, cool. Let's not go too much detail, innit? But you know, certain things that were going on, mm-hmm. you know, certain actions and whatnot. So, mm-hmm. you know, I understood how, you know, it could be
certain reactions and actions,
bro.
But she said that, and that's where we moved on from.
I understood what you just said, innit, bro.
Give me an example.
I just understood it. Bro, do you get?
You don't have an example of how you might have been perceived.
I don't have an example, innit, but I'm just telling you in the. Hey, back up, yo! Hey, back up! And everyone, bro.
How are you manipulating?
We gotta come.
My last day on this case,
bro.
I'm gonna get fired,
bro.
So you were saying, Jamie?
What are you saying? Yeah, obviously she told me some of the actions, and I understood why she could have said that. Mm. But same way I explained originally. It's so hard to do this.
Hear it, yeah? But JB just took the maddest gulp, bro. I think we should move on. I had my man gulp.
Bro.
What did you do to you, bro?
Bro. JB probably just understand right now.
Bro. Hey, bro. No further comments.
JB, there's a muni, bro.
Bro, there's no muni here, bro. Is it? No, bro. I'm done forever.
I said I don't want to leave the ends, bro.
Court is adjourned, don't worry about it, bro.
This is what it is.
I bro said court is adjourned.
But do you man not? In fact, nah, guys aren't gonna bring it up.
No.
I've been
on the same path as well, bro. You're right there, buddy.
Some men are crying, innit?
I've been on the same path as well. Like, you know, you should leave her alone kind of tip, and you kind of...
You're still there.
Yeah, you kind of go back.
You get, bro.
And you run it again and again.
You know. And it's also because of the difference between men and women as well. Do you get? Like, men, I feel like men can disregard so many emotions in comparison to females, innit? Exactly. So what you would see
as,
so that's why I'll see the side, but at the same time I'll be like,
why can't you feel like me?
Yeah, but you know, as you get older, you deep, you're just not the same, bro. Yeah,
fairs. MB?
Have I been deemed as manipulative? I feel like I have been, but I haven't been told.
So you did that shit?
No, I feel like I have been, but I haven't been told still.
MB clean. Yes.
Clean.
Yeah.
Bangs has decided to get up and pour a drink over there for some reason.
That's
so
how they get you, bro. You want a drink? That's how they get you, bro. Take a seat, bro.
Trying to sweeten you up.
I'm about to spill it all.
Take a seat.
So there was this one girl.
Take a seat.
So basically, it was like 2019.
Right.
I'm joking. Local.
What? I ain't even that far, bro.
Let's be, you've been manipulative. You've been manipulative.
No, I believe so. But
no, it's not. Have you been manipulative? Has someone?
So you asked me though.
Yeah, but that's not the real question. Has someone shown you? Have you been shown
you.
that you know you've been manipulative, or has someone you know? Shown. Yeah, like
no,
someone.
I actually haven't.
So no
one's actually told me that. No, because yeah, I wouldn't expect to tell that. Why would I get told that?
Mm-hmm. I think you'd have to be in a certain kind of context.
I think you'd have to be a piece of shit. A dirty piece of shit. For someone to feel that broken that they need to tell you about yourself.
Damn.
Only one of us, I think, has been told.
Two.
And who are the two?
That's
Joe!
That's crazy.
JB!
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Second on there.
When you hear Joe and, you don't even want to be the second. You really don't want to be the second.
I'm opening it.
DJ bags.
I think guys can't.
It's all right, JB, man.
It's calm, innit? You know, I'll take it in my stride, bro. Some man, they're not accepting it. They're not accepting it, bro. No, bro. Guys are living in denial, bro.
You want to take it in your stride? You're
no, bro. You know who I'm talking about, guys. I just don't want to say names, bro. Okay. Like, why are you doing that, bro?
Because I don't want to be involved in it.
Okay, so clarify. Everyone's against you, bro.
SBK.
You said SBK, that guy.
So yeah, me and JB have been told.
Told.
So
yeah.
No girl has come to you about complaints about the way you've been acting.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing as being manipulative.
You know, when the examples you've given, it's not someone has black and white said, you've manipulated me. You know, that's what we're saying, bro.
So what are you saying?
Bro, it's just the way that she said it, you know, you can understand why she believes you've been
manipulative.
Yeah. Just not in black and white, bro.
Sometimes I have problems picking up on emotional cues.
My bro says Chris Rock.
Here it comes.
What did he say? Yes.
He said social cues.
Social cues or something. I didn't realize that Will slapped me. I knew it was going to come and slap me. So.
Hey. Right, right. You had problems picking up social cues.
You.
Is that what he said?
No, it was a joke, bro. Oh, okay. Chris Rock basically said that he has problems picking up social cues.
Fuck Chris Rock, bro.
Then he was going to get slapped.
I see.
But yeah, on a different topic, yeah.
Done.
I saw some TikTok a while back that JB, my friend JB, sent to me.
What happened, bro?
Run here, bro. Yo, me, let him get away with this, bro.
Don't
quit. Yo, Jamie sent me on TikTok, yeah, and it was about a dad basically that he his kids, they used to have to seal off their PS2.
Oh,
they were only allowed to bring down their PS2 on one day, I believe, for 1 hour or some shit like that, and he would make them seal it off and put it back in the box, sellotape it back, and put it back in the attic. And one time the box broke and he beat them. So my question to you guys, is there anything coming from African households, is there anything irrational that you look back to that your parents did in particular, you think is irrational until this day you don't understand why they did it?
There's probably a few things though. Let me think hard.
Like one you think of.
There's probably a few things.
You got one. Yeah, mine was when I think I said the story before, but after primary school, my dad's buckling my sister into the car. my dad's buckling my sister into the car, and I'm about to go in, but obviously he's in the way, innit? So I've thrown my book bag, and it's literally just brushed his neck. And the book bag, there's nothing in there, but like a young Griffin chip book, a light book. He brushed his neck, and he just slapped me on the mains, bro. I was thinking, what the fuck? I've asked him about it as well. I've asked him, he said he don't even remember.
He was having a bad day, bro. He was having a bad day.
But what I was kind of going to is that, is there something particular, like a habit that they had?
Not like a
one-off isolated incident. Okay. A thing that they used to make you do or say, you can't do this or else I'm gonna hit you, whatever. So like, let's say if you're like, let's say for example, you can't close the door too hard, your dad's coming back and slapping your face.
He didn't like me heating up things in the plastic.
Yeah, that's an example. Yeah.
He didn't like me putting that in the microwave, but everything needs to go in a bowl or a plate.
Okay, that's an example.
Bro, I was like, what kind of guys? Man's all shook to microwave. Obviously, you can't chat shit.
So I know Emmy's always stepping into a plate.
Now, if you get takeaway, do you keep it in a container or do you want to
put that shit in a bowl, bro?
You're putting in the bowl. It's been
through the team, bro.
Oh my god.
Hey, never. What's happening? Bro. Did you ever warm it in the container and get consequences from it?
Yeah, bro. I used to get a bollocking, bro. Right. Not slapped, but.
Okay, fair.
I'm trying to think, bro.
Pops, man.
Bollocking. Like, why is he getting a bollocking for
these pops, bro? You think that makes it better, bro? Bro, allow me, bro. I beg you, allow me, bro. It wasn't calm, bro.
That's it,
bollocking. Ropes, bro.
I'm trying to think of something.
Do you know, I don't think it was irrational, yeah, but my parents used to wake man up to pray, like, a lot. A man used to just fall asleep.
And then during the prayer.
Yeah, bro. Like
my parents still do that, bro.
Yeah.
They still do that, bro. At 7:30.
So do you wake up before it?
I have no choice. Bro, they still do that, bro.
Was that dawn prayer?
Like, obviously, more time because I go work. Man's not involved in that. But let's say I've got a day off work. Man has to wake up at 7:30, bro. Luckily, I'm the type of person that if I wake up, I can go right back to sleep. So it doesn't affect me. But either way, it's still dumb, bro.
They stopped doing that for men. Bro, but yeah, when I was younger, man, we wake man up 6:30, 7 o'clock, randomly, just to pray. And then, bro, like, man,
are they going back to sleep as well?
No. We're all praying together as a family. I know, but once you're done, are they going back to sleep as well? What do they have to do?
It's like, it depends.
It depends on the kind of day.
But maybe it should be a thing where.
My thing is.
I'm still going to come in this house.
Same relate, fam. My thing is, man used to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because it's 6:30, bro. There's no way.
You can handle that.
How can you teach man to pray now?
I hear it, bro. I hear it, bro.
Come on, bro.
Like, bro, and this is a thing I've seen in multiple Nigerian households. I've been to a cousin's house and I'm thinking.
And the prayers are quite long as well.
I've gone to my cousin's house for sleepover, like, bro. Stay up late, bro.
Bro.
Man's one bit at 4, bro. Uncle's come through. Prayer time, 7 a.m.
Yeah,
I've slept for 3 hours, bro. Man's saying clap, clap, Jesus. Bro, man's eyes are closing, bro.
Jesus.
Loud. I used to make my read to devotional, yeah? And man used to breeze through it. And man used to go, sunset. Because I'm trying to go back to bed. I'm trying to breeze through it. Like, man would even pray on a hard body. It's so mad. Man would even pray on a kind of disrespectful thing. Not like, man would just pray like carelessly. Just to go get
it. At the time, you're not in the frame of mind, bro.
And it's mad. It's like, fam, what's that going to do for how you should pray? Was there a reason why it was 6 a.m.? They just hated man, bro.
It's funny because even though my parents still do it now, their attitude is definitely different. Like, it's actually pretty pointless. Like, let's say to the 7:30 will come, they don't come to my room and wake me up, or my dad might, but I won't come in the room for ages. I'll come at the end, or if I do come, I'll be there, bro. I'll be on my phone, bro. Like, live or.
So why'd you go?
Because, fam, I don't have time for argument in the morning. I'm trying to sleep. Cool. So, the quicker I get done with, you get me? All there's times when, like, bro, when I was younger, like I even stopped because I'm the oldest, innit? Man would be beefing my parents in front of my siblings.
Because of this.
Getting onto them like, bruv, you're waking us up. At, like I'm saying as a community team. Because I know my siblings are pissed too. My parents would be vexed about like, you're the oldest. Why are you making it seem like this? I'd be like, how are you waking us up at this time? What kind of rubbish is this? You think I'm taking this in? Ask me what I read about today. Ask me. Ask him what you read about. Man, I used to violate. I used to be like, ask him.
Bro,
ask him.
Look at that.
They used to think I'm violating. I'd be like, bro, what are we doing about? What's the point of this? So man, now it's just the vibes. I link them in the morning sometimes they leave me.
Clap, clap, Jesus.
Clap, Jesus. That's funny.
That was a heavy story.
Yeah, bro. Actually, things that my mom and dad used to make me do.
I know you got a few, bro.
Bro, I'm actually trying to think, bro. Something that's like mad irrational.
I'll never forget you wearing dungarees to church, but that's got nothing to do with it.
What's going on, man?
When I think of your childhood, that's what I remember,
bro. What is going on?
What color were the dungarees, bro? Moving on,
man.
What color?
You want to hear that? Go listen to Pull Up, man.
My dad didn't like man wearing pullover hoodies for some random reason. Pullover hoodie. Not a zip. So a zip would be completely fine. Even on a if I'm going out, but when I used to go to school.
The fact that you're calling it a pullover hoodie is killing me as
Only because after this thing, he didn't call it a pullover hoodie, but if I wore a zipped hoodie, he wouldn't say nothing. He only used to say it if man put a hoodie that had no zip. I don't know what gang association that he must have had. Obviously my dad's a math teacher, bro, so you get me. I don't know what you seeing, you get me, back in the day. But he had he saw it one time. Like man never used to have none of them hoodies, innit? And obviously if I wore like with jeans or whatever on a random day, it never meant nothing. One time I think I'm worn it, I'm getting ready for like school and I put it on, he's gone, why are you wearing that to school? I said, what are you talking about? He said, your hoodie. I said, what do you mean, bro? He said, don't wear that to school.
You know what kills me?
My dad used to always say,
no reasoning.
My dad used to always say,
I'm not your bro. I'm not your bro.
You know what?
He said, don't wear that to school. I said, I'd be like, why not? He'd be like, don't wear it to the house. You can wear it to school with someone else. You can wear it to school in Vink's house, but not to my house. I'll be like, cool. I used to keep doing it, put in my bag, go. One time he got better. I used to just do it and I defy it. Bro, one time, bro, Donnie's grandma's hoodie and cut it up, bro. He's cut up the hoodie, bro. I was like, oh my god, I couldn't believe it still.
My dad used to have a thing about the you guys thing, but I don't know if that was irrational. His thing was to the point where, like,
There was a particular time
kind of my little brother, so the one after me, I think this was after church, So my dad said to him to go and get something from the car, but obviously he's talking with his friends, whatever. He's coming down the stairs of the church, basically. So my dad's at the bottom of the stairs saying, David, go and get this out of the car. My brother's going, oh, you guys, man, you always do this.
He got
to the bottom of the stairs. Do you know what that did? My dad, to this day, like, I've never seen
something.
Man said,
you guys always do this.
I've never seen something so subtle but so violent in my life. He pinched his ear, but the way he pinched it, he was bleeding. Like,
Jesus Christ.
So he grabbed his ear as he's coming out. So my brother's coming down the stairs. He's like, you guys must come down the stairs. As he got to the bottom of the stairs, my dad grabbed him and held
Your dad was around his brothers.
Yeah,
that's why I added fuel to the fire.
Back then, yeah, my dad had the thing. He never really used to cut his nose.
So he's held it. My brother's ear just bleeding. I'm outside, yeah, my brother's walking. I'm just seeing blood on his shoulder. Why are you bleeding? He said, oh, daddy pinched my ear.
Man, what did you do, bro?
Donnie got ear piercing.
Impromptu.
My dad used to hate the you guys thing, bro.
Yeah, do you guys hate my dad? My dad told us hate skinny jeans, bro.
Ripped
jeans.
Shut up.
My dad don't care about stuff like that anymore.
To be fair, I had that as well. There was a time he never used to let me. Like, I had a new. I got a new pair of skinny jeans. No, ripped jeans, and he didn't let me wear it to church. He was just basically what kind of raggedy vagabond.
Yeah. I hear that. You're rough, yeah.
And he used to go to a point where
that's like, too funny.
He used to beef me for it still, like, to the point where
he
didn't let me wear it.
My dad, you know, my dad, you cannot wear tracksuits to church. You
can't wear tracksuits to church.
Yeah.
Man, don't wear tracksuits.
When I was younger, bro, that he would be on that.
I didn't even have tracksuits.
Yeah, I'll never wear tracksuits still. I can't lie. That man would make it's a jeans thing. They were forcing it.
Church was always a best fit thing still.
Yeah.
True. So.
My dad never let us cut our hair until
as in choose your own haircut or
no, as in he didn't let us go to the barbers at all until about I think year 10.
What?
Year 10 or yeah, the summer of year 9 going into year 10 is when I started.
Oh my god!
First time you went to the barbers
from primary school.
That's madness.
From primary school till about I think year 9-ish.
So what did your hair look like?
You just need to fuck. He's a fuck.
Your dad was cutting your hair in secondary school.
Yeah. Okay.
Year nine summer.
That's brazy. What'd you say about you?
My dad was cutting my hair like year 9 still.
You cut your hair year 9?
Yeah,
that's mad.
But MD's chins was, His thing was
like, it's a waste of money. Cause basically, I remember why he did it was the first time, I think around year 7 time, when he gave us money to cut our hair ourselves. You know, when you just go out, you just tell him, yeah, fade me and leave the high top. My dad, if he came back, my dad looked at this, like, what did you just do with my money? What did you cut? I was like, yeah, dad, he didn't cut anything.
I'm giving you how much?
I didn't cut
your hair, your head. My friend.
Bro, it got to the point, bro. When we used to hear, it's time to cut because he's
almost coming.
He used to do it in the kitchen. He used to do it in the kitchen, and he had like
stool.
There was a wooden chair, and he had the proper like
the apron thing.
And I had a proper clipper set. So this would be like Saturday, Sunday for Monday for school. Guys, come and cut your hair. Me and my brother were just
$5.
Bro, we're just looking at each other like, who's going first? Who's going? It got to the point. It got so bad that people in the block started hearing about this. So there's a guy in my block. His name's Dennis. Yeah,
this is crazy.
Who did Nick Kesha?
He's bro. God strike me down. That's the nickname they gave it. You know, DK Barber still. They gave us that nickname because one time he came to my house, yeah.
Don't
and then
kill
my dad
me,
called
Don't kill me.
My dad called me my brother, innit? And then Dennis was like, "Well, your dad cut your hair?" We were like, "Yeah." true, man. He was like, "Your dad cut your hair?" He's like, "Yeah." Go out his phone, you just see us there, just
damn,
you're just laughing. Got to the rest of the man them. Yeah, man. He had a thing about, because his thing was, if I give you this money, you're going to waste it.
So he's
a chopper.
Because he gave you the one chance and you wrapped it.
you see how JB and had no stories for us.
Yeah, JB was living the Fresh Prince life.
I don't have anything that I remember, bro.
My bro was from Bel Air.
He was Kevin McAllister, bro. I swear
that nigga got left at home by himself multiple times, bro. He didn't have a PG.
What, there was nothing your parents did that was mad at restaurant?
No, you said something that was continuous. I don't really have trauma like that.
First.
You know what I mean? I can't remember.
I couldn't ask trauma.
If you're remembering it like that,
yeah, you
get it. It's technically
that's
trauma.
So
why
funny,
are you remembering
bro.
It?
Bro. My dad used to, when I was trying to wave, I wanted to do rag, innit? Do rags.
They thought do rags were
so mad.
They didn't let me wear do rags outside the house.
To be honest, neighbors just stopped me and told me to take it off. Like neighbors just stopped me and told me to take it off.
Is it
wearing this durag?
To be honest, I agree now. I thought
do rags. Yeah, no. To be honest, when we were younger, do rags were associated with thugs.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
No, you can wear a durag out if you're going shorts.
No, 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 not by that. Not
I
by
don't,
that.
I don't agree with it, you know.
No, you can wear
it. No, 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 no. It was a very stupid association because really and truly, the only thugs wearing durags were in America, bro. No one in the ends that was on road was wearing durags. So it was actually a stupid association made for media. It was not real life. And obviously, us knowing that, how do you feel as a youngster being told you look like a dog? Bro, bro, none of the road youths are wearing durags. Get me? It doesn't make sense, so. Dad used to see durag, bro. He caught up so many durags.
Oh my god, that was
crazy. Bro,
that's
so nice. Man, with scissor hands to take.
Yeah, scissors, bro. They were by his bedside. Stop. They were
glass cabinets.
Bro, they were serious cars, you know. They were serious cars.
So this boy.
No, but he was on man not wearing a durag at all. Not even in the yard. Like, bro, at least twice I've gone to bed with a durag, woken up, it's not on my head. It's not on my head.
No, SV's been through what?
It's not on my head.
What?
This is crazy.
You know that?
What?
I keep hearing more stories. It's the thing where someone needs to get the last laugh.
It's not on my head.
Bro,
man's going to morning prayer.
I'm thinking
it's cut up on the floor as a sign. There in the middle, he said, "He's got it on." Morning, son.
Are you ready to pray?
Man, spelling your name out. Spelling your name with the durag pieces.
Nah, that's
I
said he's on time. No, slowly trying to.
I didn't feel it. I'm waking up.
Do you know what's funny? That scene is killing me, bro. Because my bro, your pops is sneaking into your room to do this
and unraveling the durag on your head while you're sleeping.
These
jokes.
Bro, my dad had a bad obsession with us being on the phone after nine still.
Is it?
Okay.
This thing was serious to the point where I remember I was on the phone to one girl one time. He's coming. I've tried to do the sleepy thing. He's grabbed the phone out of my hand.
Yeah.
Hello? Who's this? Hey! Spoke to the babe, bro.
What is Bluetooth? You're mad.
Bro.
That kind of thing.
Hold on.
Bro, I've had a girl's mom email me one time.
Email you?
A girl's mom, she emailed me one time.
This guy was getting
the... She sent me a picture of me and the girl in the email as an attachment.
And what
said,
is going on?
And said, kind regards. She said, I don't know what you're doing with my daughter.
Ah!
But she has exams coming up.
Hey!
And I need you to leave her alone in the name of Jesus.
No way.
Kind regards, Fola.
Bro.
Attachment on file.
I woke up to the email. I forwarded it on to the daughter. I said, listen.
Speak to your man.
You know what's nice? She said, this is not the first time she's done this.
No email. Way.
Where did she get this picture from?
I don't know.
How did she get your email?
And where were you?
I don't know, bro.
How did she get that picture of us?
We were on the bus.
Mama's
so like, it was a PG picture. Like it was.
But someone has taken that picture.
No, it's a like we took a picture.
Oh, okay. her mama's working IT or something.
Because
emails,
bro. Probably CC'd
in
the dad, bro.
Blind
copy.
Blind
copy.
Yo, women in tech.
Don't kill me.
Yeah, thing with me.
I have that email to this day.
That's mad.
You need to rise that.
For this
story, you need to rise that.
What? Email?
Yeah, right.
No?
Yeah, I'm airing that still.
Factually,
what?
You're mad.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Bro, I remember the conversation in the room because I tried to pretend like I was sleeping. So he's grabbed the phone. So obviously I can't lie, be like, so I've got to stay in character.
You're like, Dad,
I didn't react. So I tried it. Obviously, like the phone is there, so he's grabbed the phone. So I can't tell him, give me the phone. I've got to stay asleep.
Yeah.
So he's just like, hello,
I've got to stay asleep.
Hello, who's this? Do you guys know what the time is? Just
she should have ended the call.
The girl texted me in the morning. She was like, hello, whoa, your dad spoke to me on the phone. I was like, oh, sir.
Lol.
Oh, from you sent her to bed as well. You can't go to sleep. What are you doing?
9 p.m. 9 p.m. was a cut off time.
What?
For everyone.
Yeah.
9 p.m. How old are you when your dad's doing that though?
Oh no.
He wasn't getting he had his dad's haircut.
Was this post trims or pre trims?
Yeah, 10, 11.
Hold that. That is crazy. Your dad had the Bluetooth and streaming on lock. whole pinch it is.
Devil.
Your dad, my dad needs to go for a
for a long by a pint.
For a pint.
They're gonna reminisce.
How do you discipline them? That's not
you did that one as well. Oh,
I had one Caesar.
Do you know you're gonna have irrational things as well?
You're human.
Man, just don't see them as irrational.
Have you ever done an irrational thing?
That's rational.
Other than JB, we all have younger siblings. Sorry, bro. Not
siblings. No, it's fine.
But have you guys done all the things that you believe are irrational siblings and you feel about your future? Just like that thing that your sister told you about the other time. So it's the same thing. You're human. You're gonna make a mistake and then you'll think on it. Like, right. But then the difference when it's your child is like. Whatever happened, it happens. Obviously, knowing your parents and explain things to you, the thing that we should be doing is if we know we've done something wrong,
explain it.
You don't want your child to lose a certain level of respect.
I think it depends how deep it is. If you think back to it and you know like this was actually wrong. you should actually say something. A couple of things can get scarred because it wasn't that deep.
You can't look weak.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I did that. I think that was wrong.
Sometimes where like you know if your parent apologizes, you think you're trying to be nice to me.
Yeah, bro. What are you thinking, huh?
It's about balance.
Oh god. Well, hope you all enjoyed JB coming on the pod. For those that were requesting, this is the Pull Up Podcast.
Inside.
Fucking real soulful, man.
Shout out to you guys. Up. Before we go, anything you guys want to plug, we'll get out of here.
Follow us.
Boys events.
Guys.
Yes. Sorry.
The next one is in May. It's an all white party, guys, man. Okay. We know he's stepping up.
His decision was that, bro.
No. We got the Owambe in July, August time.
You got a trend team?
We're trying to run a whole.
For the what?
Owambe.
Oh, I'm online.
Yeah, man.
Owambe.
I'm coming as Congolese Owambe.
Bro, there's one TikTok of one guy, he's filming his dad. And I think his dad's got like a half suit kind of thing. I'll show you after, bro. It's fucking hilarious.
That was hard. Leopard print.
I'm bringing my own dollars.
Going crazy.
I'm trying to bring the gun.
But yeah, all white party is coming up in May. So please stay tuned. Everyone that's listening, you've heard it here first.
Watch some push.
But yeah, if you guys want to plug in,
shout out Pull Up Pod, man.
Don't follow the Pull Up Pod, man.
Get us to 300 subs, 245 at the moment.
Pull Up Pod on IG.
Yep, all of that.
Pull Up Pod on YouTube.
Type it in, you'll find everything.
Type it into Google
and TikTok.
Pull Up Pod on Apple. Everywhere you go.
Yes, sir.
Get that tatted as well, man.
Literally. We all got them as well.
Make sure you follow Soapbox users as well.
Wash them on.
Big up the box.
Big up the box.
Always, yo.
I hear it.
That's how we
got. Where would we be without the box?
Don't forget about the box.
Can't forget about them, man.
But yeah, man, you guys want to do your sign out?
Rush and be out, man. Love
Thanks,
out.
JB out.
Just be out, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.